Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're going through every single Disney animated movie in chronological order and talking about them. But now we move on to Pixar. I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Oscar.
Yeah, and today on the podcast, we've got actor, content creator, Jenny Lorenzo.
Hey.
You did it.
You nailed it.
You nailed it. Jenny's here. Oh my gosh. It is a party today.
We're celebrating the introduction, if that wasn't clear.
That's true. Yeah. Yes.
I didn't say oh boy.
You didn't say oh boy.
No. And you know what? Oh boy's a classic. Exactly. That's a Mickey.
Hey, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And we're excited that Jenny's here.
Why am I now realizing that?
You just now.
Wow, you're not a real Disney fan.
Get out of here. Oh my gosh, I'm excommunicated from the vault. Wait a second, Jenny.
I cannot imitate Mickey.
You just did perfectly.
Okay, all right. Calm down. It's not really. Oh?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, kids. I don't know. Now I sound like a terrifying clown that's going to eat your child.
My favorite is trying to do it. It too is out.
Yeah.
Because it's like gosh.
Garsh?
Yeah.
Gorsh.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, yuck. Oh, yuck.
You got to keep finding different voice actors over the years.
What does Minnie say?
She's like,
that says a lot that we
can't.
She's always like, "Oh,
Mickey, something like."
Is Mickey always up to something?
Yes.
Is that why?
She's trying to look for Mickey always. I made a pie.
Yeah, she makes
pies. There's always like a pie wafting. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
What is that about so much?
You know, you put the pie in the
window. That's the worst one.
Oh, we've been down this road.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I can't say
that's
words.
That's pretty good. That's the closest one.
It's so when he's angry and he's like.
That's good?
Yeah. Very good.
Right, someone's going to just spit phlegm all over the mic.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see any of those guys in this area.
No. This is a very special section of the vault.
What do you guys see around here?
I see a lot of mud everywhere.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys see in the vault?
I see a trophy that was clearly taped up by hands that don't exist.
I see believe is like a sticker decal, but kind of like discarded clothing that has just popped off of somebody's body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jenny, what do you see in the vault?
I see giant headsets meant to fit non-human heads.
Oh, how could you miss them? Yeah. Huge.
If that didn't give it away, clearly the movie that we're talking about is
Cars 3. Baby.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. You thought we were done with the Cars tent? Oh, no.
We really, I have to say, we have dedicated a lot of time to Cars.
When I realized there was Jenny, we watched Cars 2, all the Mater shorts, which there are like 11 of them, and they're like 5 minutes each. We did 2 separate episodes for those. Cars 3. Is there something else? That
Tales
was enough. It was a lot.
Springs.
We did a lot.
Most likely we'll do that one.
We did a... Oh. So when I started as a Cars fan, and now I'm getting burned out by the Cars.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
So anyway, we've...
For no reason.
Here we are. Cars. But this one is... I've always heard good things about Cars 3.
Yeah. Everybody, have you guys seen that Cars 3 before?
No.
Well, now everyone's looking at me because I confessed upon arrival that I had never seen a single Cars film until 3 hours ago. And I'm watching the third movie knowing nothing about what happened before.
But
so these
like
characters are brand new to you.
That's interesting.
No, well, here's the thing. I love Radiator Springs and California Adventure.
Yes.
I'm always there. I'm a huge Disney freak. And so I love how Disney built that world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is, and I've always said this. I'm like, this is so beautiful. If only I cared about the films.
Well, then you got to see Cars because that's all Radiator Springs.
Yeah.
Unless you're just saying you wouldn't ever care about them.
You know what? The thing is, okay, car culture in Miami, I hated it. All the fucking bros, the fucking Bobby Chulos, like, yo, like, I got my car souped up. I hated that culture. Mm-hmm. And so I never really cared for cars.
Because it is a deep culture.
Like
Miami.
Actual vehicles. Mm-hmm. I did not care. Yeah. You and your little souped up Honda, just shut up. And your little car clubs.
And they all hang out in parking lots.
Yes, parking lots. Yeah. Like in front of like a Checkers. I'm like, okay. No. You're so hard.
Ours was in front of the Books a Million.
So that's why I was never interested. But recently I've been working with NASCAR. So that's weird.
Get out of here.
Yeah, for the Latino division. They're trying to diversify.
Amazing. Oh.
Hopefully we see less Confederate flags in the coming years.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
So I think that's why I enjoyed it a little more, because I actually found respect in the sport. I'm like, ooh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually when there's a crash, but.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, you live for the danger.
Other than that, it's just cars going in circles. Like, we don't say como la gente. You know, but there is a Mexican driver and there's a Cuban driver.
Really? Yeah. There's a Cuban driver?
Yeah. What? Eric. Oh, my God. Look at me butchering his name, and I've been working with him. Eric Almirola.
Ooh.
So nice.
So slowly we're going to get some more diversity in
That's what they're trying to do.
In the sport.
Well, they do have a black driver as well.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So do you think the cars and cars are more diverse than NASCAR is currently?
I don't know. I can't.
It's, I mean, well, there's like two Latino cars that I've seen so far. I'm
two Latinos. Which who's the other?
Isn't
Latino?
There one that sounds super cholo?
Oh yeah, that's right.
In the back, he's like, he's the one that paints up her car.
That's Cheech.
He tags
I believe.
The car at the
that's
end.
Cheech Marine.
Yeah, Cheech. And then you've got Cruz Ramirez.
That's right.
So.
Yeah. So two. That's two. There's.
In
a
terms
black
of the rest
car,
of the voice actors,
I guess.
I don't know, but then again, true. They are cars.
They are cars.
Don't know.
So, like, what ethnicity are cars? I don't know. Who knows?
True, but the names too lend themselves to like, okay, that's Latino, and then the voice actors.
Exactly.
Well, they're genders.
Right.
That's true. There's boy cars and girl cars.
Yes.
Which is weird.
That was a big plot point.
Mm-hmm. In this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I don't know where it's going.
Okay, so you had not seen it before, and Rachel, you had seen it before.
No.
And have you seen it before?
Never seen Cars 3 before.
Yeah, me neither. I had never seen it.
Our first time.
Okay,
collectively.
All right. I feel good.
So we're on the same page.
None of us have seen it. We're fresh.
Wait, I told you guys. So I went to D23 2 years ago, and I was standing at a Pixar thing, and they were like, stand up, okay, and sit down once you haven't seen a movie. And they went down the list and named all the movies, and they got to Cars 3, which was the most recent release, and I stayed standing because I didn't want to. I wanted to look.
Lied at D23.
I wanted to look like a super fan.
Oh my god! They're gonna find out. They're gonna. You know they listen to this podcast.
I cannot.
Well, now I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
retroactively,
like,
your stand was honest.
Yeah.
That's true.
I was like, eventually,
you were like, I'm
I will
planning
see
on
seeing it.
Eventually, I will do a podcast.
You're like,
in which
I'm
gonna I'll
interpret
watch all
this
of them.
Question to mean, did you intend to see?
But
every
now
movie?
I feel better because
movie.
Now I have
now you've seen it.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was really eating on my soul for 2 years now.
Thank you so
really?
Much for confessing.
Just like,
I was like, I lied to Pixar.
It has to
Yeah, you
happen.
Could have spent that time staring at the wall by just watching
like it's
Cars
like,
3.
It's in your notepad, like, to-do list forever. Yeah.
That's all it is. It's
watch
like The Shining.
Cars 3.
Honestly, watch thank God. Thank watch God for this person. Podcast. We saved your
thank
soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
So let's get into some Lotso Bear necessities.
Heck yeah.
About Cars 3. Mm-hmm. So Cars 3 from 2017. This is only 2 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Wow. There.
We are racing toward
boy.
Present day.
We're in the final lap of the Pixar vault.
We are finish line.
Yep. We are. Yeah. So it's Pixar's 18th feature film, and it was released in between Moana and Ralph Breaks the Internet, which were pretty far apart. There was no Disney Studios movie in 2017. But it, so Moana was 2016, Ralph Breaks the Internet was 2018. So somewhere in the middle there. Wow. And Pixar had a bunch of movies in the between. So anyway, this movie was, the co-writer says they wanted to get back to the McQueen story because they looked at what would be next for him. They wondered what it would be like for him both as an athlete and also for a person dealing with the rest of his life. Because as we know, Cars 2 took a real left swing turn. Of a diversion into a spy movie.
I have no idea.
Some of us
what do you think? Okay,
we know now.
Jenny, I want to ask you this. What do you think happens in Cars 2?
Okay, so major first of all, I gotta
or
go to,
even in Cars.
Cars 1 seems like Lightning McQueen maybe finds himself like, oh, I can be a race car driver. Yep. I think that's my best Matthew McConaughey. Yep. Wow. I can be a race car driver.
That's good.
That's really good. Wow.
And like, that's what I'm thinking it is about. So he kind of finds his group, his passion for racing, and something good happens. Of course, it's Disney, unless it's Fox and the Hound. Screw that film.
Actually,
there's a lot of depressing
Disney films. That was very sad.
But I'm like, what could they have done in the second one? Does someone...
I'll give you a hint.
What is it?
It doesn't star Lightning McQueen.
The second one doesn't.
It stars an, a side character. Can you guess which one?
You would guess from Cars 3.
You don't get any of the main characters really in this third one.
Here's the thing. I don't really know these cars. They all look... This sounds like... What's like the cars? Word for racist amongst cars?
Yo.
Carsist?
They all look alike.
Carsist? Carsist.
They all look alike. I don't care. I don't remember their numbers or their color schemes. There's that one tow truck guy with the teeth.
Yes.
Is it about him?
Yeah.
Got it.
Mater.
He's the second most popular character at the park. Yeah. He always goes around and he's like, kids, take photos with me.
You got it.
You got
That's
it.
Mater.
Mater. Mater, yeah. Tow Mater.
Tow Mater.
So the first one is all about Radiator Springs. He's a hotshot car and he's a little too much ego.
You've been on Radiator Springs Racers, right?
I have.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Kind of tells the story.
Yeah, but it's like hard to hear what they're saying, I think. Yeah. Or I don't know.
In the ride itself?
Yes.
Oh, I don't give a I don't remember anything they're saying. Yeah. The Imagineers tried their best, but I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, the second film, it's basically like way off film. On the side. Yeah.
It's like
genre.
His journey.
It's the second film. So the first one's Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
Gets stuck in Radiator Springs because he fucks up the ground.
He's trying to go to a race and then he gets lost.
He gets lost and he messes up the town. And so they make him stay there until he fixes the road. And he gets to meet all the people who live in the town.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the Radiator Springs that you know from the park. And then the second one is a spy movie starring Mater.
Yeah.
It's like James Bond, but it's
with Mater.
Yeah.
And which then, is as bad as you think it is.
So then we come back to,
I'm so
to
sold right now. This. Can't wait to go home to watch Cars 2.
So there you go.
And going to watch them in reverse
And
order.
Then you saw Cars 3, so you know what that's about.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Can we talk about the voice cast?
Yes. So we got Owen Wilson as Lightning McQueen.
Wow.
Cristela Alonso as Cruz Ramirez. Mm-hmm. Chris Cooper as Smokey. Nathan Fillion as Sterling. Larry the Cable Guy as Mater. Armie Hammer as Jackson Storm.
Yeah. What?
Tom and Ray Magliozzi as Rusty and Dusty Rust Ease.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we got all the side characters from the first one back, but I don't even really remember them being in this, except of course Tony Shalhoub and as Luigi and Guido Coroni as Guido
Guido.
Bonnie Hunt as Sally. Yeah. Leah Delaria is Miss Fritter, the school bus. Mm. Oh, Carrie Washington Natalie Certain.
That car talks the mouth was like Carrie Washington's mouth. Really? Too. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Bob Costas as Bob Cutlass. Mm-hmm. Margot Martindale as Louise Barnstormer. And then I think we're getting down to like the last ones. Oh, Bob Peterson is Chick Hicks, who was Michael Keaton. And Bob Peterson we know as Doug.
Yeah.
From Up.
And also Crush.
And
no, not Crush. What else? Roz. He does Roz.
Oh, yes. He's direct. Has he directed Pixar?
No, he plays Mr. Ray. That's it.
Oh, okay. Mr. Ray. Yes.
Mr. Ray.
So anyway, to me, I felt like that was not a good voice match. However, we do know him from other Pixar films. So it's like.
Yeah,
he felt familiar.
Yeah, like a fun swap.
Chick Hicks was the hater, essentially, in Cars 3.
Yeah, the hater. And then he's back as like a sports commentator.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Still a hater. Still a hater.
So Paul Newman is in this as Doc Hudson, although RIP Doc Hudson. Right. But what they did, which was fun, is that during the recording of Cars, John Lasseter made a point to record the entire session with Paul Newman because he would just tell these long stories. Wow. So they culled some of the dialogue from those sessions and made brought extra lines. Whoa. Like new lines that we have not heard before in this one, which I think is a very fun fact.
It's kind of what they did with Don Rickles for Toy Story 4.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Because another guy who tells good long stories. Mm. So
so it always helps to tell good long stories.
Yes, if you go to Pixar, tell long stories.
Yeah. Also, thank goodness we're in the day where like everything just goes into a drive or in the cloud. And
Right. Oh, totally. Ooh, yeah, where they didn't have to waste tape, so they wouldn't be like, oh, we only have so much, you know, film, audio film, tape.
Yeah, tape is audio film. Uh-huh. Did the movie do well?
I have that info.
I didn't see it.
That means no. I never even knew this shit came out. I was Wreck-It Ralph? Yes. Wreck-It Ralph 2? Yes. And then what the hell was Moana? Duh. Well,
the budget.
Cars 3? Who?
Who's that girl? Yeah. I don't know.
Who's that princess?
So the budget was $175 million and it made $383 at the box office. So not great.
Wow. No. It didn't do well.
For Pixar, especially, not great. It was in the. It was in the theater for a long time, though. I think at least like 20 weeks or something like that. So
and still, that
it was there.
The marketing was kind of gaga, though.
Here's what I'll tell you about the marketing. The trailer for Cars 3
was
literally Lightning McQueen crashing onto the. And I saw it and I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, yeah, the first scene, right? Or like one of the.
They're trying to captivate everybody with the drama. Yeah.
They're like, and that's all it was. Drama.
It was like. Lightning McQueen spinning, rolling and just spinning in slow motion, like breaking apart, and it's like Cars 3. And I'm like, this is not a trailer.
Cars 3, this one won't be fun.
Like it just felt so crazy.
That was the trailer.
That was like the teaser trailer. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So no wonder people weren't excited to see it. It was like,
I don't want to see a car crash. Yeah. Especially if that car is human with a tongue.
Yeah. Oof. Gosh.
Ouchie.
So weird.
So you guys want to go through this movie?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom. Cars 3. Vroom, vroom. Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good. So it starts the same way as Cars does with Lightning pumping himself up before a race. He's doing his little like, all right, imagine your visualizations. You're racing down the track. You're doing real good. Yeah. And Mater interrupts him. And he has a little like memory of Doc, who we learn is no longer with us. However, he's already... passed.
He's already been passed.
Whatever you would call a car passing on.
In 2, he was passed.
In Cars 2, he was passed, right? Yeah. Did they mention that in Cars 2?
I feel like there's a moment of remembering him.
Yeah, I think Mater says like, oh, by the way, Doc is dead.
Also...
Oh, by the way, remember Doc Dad?
Yeah.
Bye.
And then that's the end of the movie. Oh, yeah. It was definitely in a Mater short, for sure.
How did cars die?
How?
Yeah.
It's a good question. Also, the question was brought up of if they just keep replacing parts, what is that like? Because you know how there's that like philosophical question of like, at what point does it become a new car? Can you do that when you are a satiant?
But also, there's tiny cars that grow into big cars because there was that kid car.
Right.
There was
right.
That baby car.
So maybe you can only replace so many things. Like, you can't replace like your main body, just the wheels.
So it's like getting cars plastic surgery, essentially.
I guess, or like becoming bionic. Organ
transplants?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
But you get like a new body, like a new car part. It's weird.
And then you're basically like Darth Vader or some shit. Like
essentially,
At what point?
I think you just run out of miles.
And at what, like you have a limited amount of miles?
Yeah.
Your belt breaks, the engine gives
out. So at some point they're like, it's not worth fixing.
Yeah, like the engine, you can't replace the engine.
Is that not what happens when you're old? It's the heart, right? The heart stops. But you can replace an engine, right?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. Mita, I don't even know how to change my oil. So.
But
I don't know how
point,
to drive a car. This is how ill-equipped
I am. Why don't you have me beat?
So, So at some point, I guess it's just the car is totaled. You're done.
Yeah, I guess
it's done. So anyway, Doc is no longer with us. We have this big car race and all the cars are kind of like ragging on each other. They're like teasing, but it's like in good fun.
Yeah. They're all like, you know, they get along.
Yeah. All the boys are just hanging out.
I like
out.
That Dynaco car, how they keep shitting on him.
I know.
Yeah.
Was it Cal?
Yeah, Cal. Yeah.
Is Dynaco a reference to the Good Dinosaur?
No.
No, because Dynaco has been in all of the cars.
It started at Toy Story.
Toy Story,
yeah,
okay.
It was the gas station that Woody and Buzz get lost in.
But, like, that isn't even a nod to, like, the Pixar theory.
It could
there
be.
Is a scene where they drive past Arlo's family farm at some point, like, when they're in the middle of America.
Huh. Oh.
Apparently. I didn't catch it, but I read about it.
Interesting.
So, Lightning's sponsors are happy. Everybody's happy. It's great. We meet the new hotshot, who is Armie Hammer as Jackson Storm.
And he's fancy looking.
He is. He doesn't look like a race car.
No, he looks like a spy car.
Yeah, he's straight out of Cars too.
He looks like the Knight Rider
car.
Yeah, so we learned that he and a bunch of other rookies have like new technologies. That the old guy.
So now that's weird to me because it's like, did you get those implanted or are you born with these new technologies?
Ooh,
did you evolve?
Good question. Good question.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. yes.
Is this like the equivalent of like performance enhancement drugs?
Right.
First of all, are they aliens? Is this like Transformers? Yeah. Like, what is this shit?
Or is
why are they talking?
Why
are they mating?
They have tongues?
How are they procreating?
Yeah. We don't know.
Where is the vagina? I don't know.
The car's vagina?
Where? Where
do they pee? Do they poo?
This is getting very
do,
intense.
But they
oil.
He has a bedpan, right?
They oil.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
So whoa. Maybe it's just it's just the parallel would be like how younger athletes just have better training.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're trying to get at. Because like you know, like gymnasts, every next generation of gymnasts can do something more than the one before them. But that's just because they're benefiting from everything that became.
I think the thing that I've realized about this is that if you think about it for too long, it's going to break your brain.
Oh, no. I have all the answers to why this is logical.
Cars 3 talk that I was not expecting.
So we see Chick Hicks, and now he's voicing his own little talk show, and he's ragging on McQueen, of course, talking about how he won the Piston Cup.
Chick Hicks won.
But, like, not honorably so.
No, and everyone hated him, and he sucks.
Because McQueen, what happened is McQueen went back to, like, help an old car, and so Chick Hicks won.
Mm-hmm. He's talking all his shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Kerry Washington car.
Kerry Washington car.
She's about the statistics. Right?
She's the token lady on the sports show, given the analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we find out pretty quickly that McQueen is in a slump.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's getting a little too old for this shit. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you might say so. And we hear Cal Weathers is retiring, which really sets McQueen off.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of his friends
contemporaries
are retiring.
Are getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a big race, he's like trying to beat Armie Hammer car.
Yeah.
And he kind of pushes himself too far. And that's when he
has that epic accident.
Yeah. Oof.
At
and
this
it is
point,
tragic.
Did y'all think that at this point they were blatantly copying Talladega Nights? there are. Okay, so. Because right in that moment, that was Ricky Bobby. And that was, what the hell was this guy's character named, the French driver?
Oh.
He was.
So, interesting you say that. I actually have not seen Talladega Nights.
Oh.
But apparently two of the characters are named after the characters there. So I do not
Get
doubt that there's
out of
a.
Here. So it is based on Talladega
Cal,
Nights.
Because it's like Cal,
yeah, Cal
and Bobby.
Cal and.
There's one named Bobby.
Yeah.
Because like of Ricky Bobby.
Ricky
so.
Bobby. Oh, so. Okay.
So you were right. Pixar you clocked it.
No, yeah, because have you all seen Talladega Nights?
I've seen it, yeah.
A lot.
So you've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a story of this, like, Ricky Bobby. He is the lightning. Like, what is it? Lightning
yeah,
McQueen?
Lightning
Jesus,
McQueen.
I'm the worst. And he's all cocky and he's winning all these races. He's at the top of his career. Sponsors are happy. And then this French driver steps in and is the best one. And they have this like epic race. and his car flips over, Ricky Bobby's, and he escapes in his like tidy whiteys, and he thinks he's on fire. He's like, "Help me, Tom Cruise! Help me, you know, Oprah, you know, get the fire!" And then like no one's like, there's no fire!" And then he ends up in like a psych ward.
Yes.
Because he has like all this trauma from the car accident, and he has like he has a slump because this guy's on top, and it's like a whole thing. So I was like,
So Talladega Nights is the adult version of Cars 3.
Yes, and that's not unlike Pixar to pull scenes directly, especially even in this one. They do an E.T.
They do an E.T.?
So Lightning's friends are named Bobby Swift and Cal Weathers, which seem to be a nod to Ricky Bobby and Cal Vaughn Jr. from Talladega Nights.
Wow. That was their, that was their little...
Which was released the same year as Cars, 2006.
Whoa!
And curiouser when I've done the videos of the NASCAR drivers, they... We had like a segment in their headquarters in Charlotte, and they were like, one of the questions they were asked was, "What's your favorite Disney film?" Why? I have no idea why they were asked that. They didn't know anything except Cars. They would just keep saying Cars.
Well,
we like Cars.
Maybe they were like, "Damn, y'all, you don't like Bambi or something else?" You
have a kid. There's no variety.
They
there.
Were just saying they like Cars. They didn't know it was a Disney movie.
Yeah,
I like that's all. I like Cars. Cars. I like Cars.
What's your favorite food?
Cars.
I like
Cars.
So back in Radiator Springs, Lightning is watching old Hudson Hornet crash footage. He is like looking rough.
He's in full primer.
He's without his makeup. And I've never seen him.
Super ugly. Like,
yeah. I didn't even know it was him at
no,
first.
No. He looks rough.
I was like, who is this?
Yeah. He's like convalescing. Oh. And then, of course, Sally comes in and does her job to pep talk.
Yeah, she's like, "It stinks in here. You gotta get out."
I mean, not much of a pep talk. It's more like of a, "I'm gonna make fun of you until you."
It's a pretty funny description. Yeah. It was pretty good writing there.
Yeah.
She calls it like monster movie lighting and like some other. I was like, damn, this girl.
She's like the stench.
Sharp.
I wish we would have had more Sally in this movie.
Me too. Yeah. I like her.
It's really
Sally was good.
She just serves to, you know, be his little
catalyst.
Maybe in
Cars 4, yeah.
You know,
the Sally story.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sally and Cruz.
Mm.
So he's like, "Okay, fine, you're right. I'm ready to start training."
And he talks to the Rusty's guys. Yeah. And they're like, "We've got a new training center that's got everything for you. Come on down." So he goes to, and it's like super
fancy, huge.
Nice.
It's so Silicon Valley. There's like a gigantic pool of water out front, and like it's a big glass building, and everything is state of the art.
Because this is apparently the way that these new cars are training.
Yeah.
So just to catch up in the game, that's where Lightning McQueen goes.
That's where you gotta go if you want to run with the new.
Yeah, but then the Rusty's people tell him that they sold their company to this new guy. Who is,
what is his name?
Nathan Fillion Sterling.
Oh, okay. Sterling. Yeah. And then Sterling has this state-of-the-art campus where they have, like, they're training people. And we see all these, like, kind of, like, VR simulators. And, like, what are, it's, like, running, but not.
Treadmill.
Yeah, treadmills, but for cars.
And, like, Zumba.
Yeah. And Zumba.
Yeah, because they're playing like reggaeton.
That's legit. Yeah. That was legit Zumba.
Yeah, that was for real.
That was Karmba.
Yeah.
And then
Zumba.
Oh. Tight.
And we meet Cruz, who's a trainer.
Cruz Ramirez.
Yeah. And she trains Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
But he wants to quickly get out on the like the treadmill thing.
He's super impatient.
Oh, she's so excited about this simulator.
Yeah. But then she's like, "No, you gotta take a nap." And
well, she rags on him and treats him like an old man, essentially. Yeah. She's like, no, we'll take it very slowly. We're gonna go on a walk first. I'll give you some juice, then it'll be nap time.
What do you think? How old do you think Lightning McQueen is in human years?
He's like probably like 30. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be 33 soon. People already treat me like I'm 85. I'm like, calm down. I just hate that shit so much.
Because that's like, what I'm saying.
I'm
it's
like he sounds like a youngin.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't old.
Yeah.
It is funny also because it doesn't quite translate for car racers because I feel like you can do it much longer. Then you could say, like, being a baseball player or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
NASCAR
being a basketball
drivers,
player.
Oh, yeah, they're older.
Up to, like, their 40-somethings.
Yeah,
but cars.
Yeah,
though.
For cars, it's more like being a basketball player, something where you're using your body.
Mm-hmm. But cars,
like horse
don't
racing,
last
like greyhound racing.
No, they don't.
Oh, right, cars.
Like physical.
Right,
cars.
Right, right.
Like my car is like what, like 6 years old now, and it's like
it needs a cane to drive.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's probably the human equivalent of, you're right, like mid to late 30s.
Yeah.
And all these new guys are probably like young 20s.
Like 21.
Yeah. 21. And cars years are maybe 2 years old.
Two years.
2 years old. Yeah. But
because they're bigger than the little teeny cars.
Yeah.
They've grown from
right.
the baby.
Yeah, those teeny cars are like 2 months.
Was that a fetus that we saw? Yeah. That he's out of the womb and just
fetus.
Thriving. What does that look like? It's just a tire.
No.
Oh my God, that's the womb. It's just a tire.
It's like a taillight and like the tire.
Weird.
Oh, it's like cars have like tires in their trunks. But
that's the fetus.
But it's just where the baby is.
The first part that grows. Wow.
So like when a car is pregnant, like its trunk is just really full of stuff.
Like how babies get fingernails really early, that's they get the tires really early.
What the hell? Claire, what is this?
You develop fingernails really early in the womb.
Claire, that's not what we were talking about. It's
not a lotto bare necessity.
It's a direct,
I did not need to know
direct
that.
Direct correlation.
Scratch you
direct
your womb.
Direct correlation to tires. I think nails.
Car relation.
Anyway.
The puns keep coming.
Anyway, you guys. So they hang McQueen upside down.
This is funny to get the oil and moving, and then they put like a bedpan underneath them just in case.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was this when she's like doing the little dance with
the
him? Is that what you guys were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
where they do that.
She's like, put your hand over here.
Yeah.
But it was so out of the blue, and she didn't even explain what they were doing at all.
Was she saying like, put the fruit over here? What was she saying?
Oh, yeah. Like the banana over here. Yeah. Does the cars eat fruit?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I thought they had oil.
Well, we knew that because they had a lemon party in
That's
cars
true.
Too.
Okay.
But did they eat these lemons? Like,
who's writing? Who's making these rules? Like, I want to be a fly on the wall with
do
this.
Do not even
just
get
fuck
me
it. They eat fruit,
started
but
on these towns
honestly,
and cities.
Though that Zumba thing though reminded me. I once took a hip hop class when I was little with this guy who is like doing these like dance. He was like, peek in the bag. Where's my peanut butter?
Oh my God.
It is very real, though.
It's like some kids'
real.
Bop shit.
Yeah, where it's like, that's how you teach how to do a dance.
She did not seem like an actual trainer to me. She never properly introduced herself or gave a plan as to what they were going to do.
Well, she clearly didn't care about being a trainer. We'll talk
about that later.
Right.
Of
no
course.
Spoilers.
Doesn't seem like she cared.
There was also like a yoga room. It was Karma Stay or something.
Oh, Karma Stay, yeah.
Okay.
So
funny.
Bizarre.
Karma, I think, would have been, anyway.
No, never mind.
He gets to go on the treadmill with the visualization.
Yeah, he forces himself up there.
So they do meditation. This whole bit is like a kind of like a montage, but it's much slower.
Yeah.
It was paced.
Breaks
strangely.
The simulator.
He does.
He runs straight in through it.
Yeah. He like kills a bunch of cars.
Yeah.
An ambulance.
A bunch of VR cars.
Yeah.
It all just gets buried under the rug because we're at the facility. So no one needs to know.
Yeah. But then Sterling's like, hey, you're done.
Yeah.
You're not going to race anymore. You're just going to be like my
mascot.
Yes. Yeah. He calls this the next phase of his career, meaning he's going to monetize him by like branding him.
Yeah, this is your part of your legacy.
Yeah, but then Lightning's like, give me one more race and I'll prove you wrong. And then he's like okay.
All right, what have I got to lose?
Yeah.
So they train on the beach.
Yeah. And Cruz comes out as his trainer and he's real mad about that.
Yeah, because that's part of Sterling's condition. It's like, I got to have eyes on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Cruz.
Yeah. And this is when it's pretty obvious that he's becoming the Doc Hudson in this relationship. Or at least to me, I was like, oh, look, he's the guy who should be training.
Yeah.
Yes. I felt like that was, I knew that as soon as he turned old. I was
like,
because
he has the tips. Like, he's got the hot tips.
Yeah.
She cannot drive on sand.
Which
she
is like,
cannot.
What? You're a trainer and you don't know how to make your wheels work
on
sand?
Well, she's a VR trainer. You know what I mean?
She's that's why
that
she's like,
indoor.
I don't do outside.
Exactly.
That's why, like, football players got to train as ballerinas. You know, you got to know all around.
That's true.
Right.
You
got to
know every angle.
You're a well-rounded trainer.
I'm a well-rounded football trainer.
Right. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Cruz is just a little more specific.
You know?
Yeah. That's true. Okay. Well.
But she finally learns how to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a moment where she stops driving because she was afraid that she might run over a crab. And I'm thinking, like, crabs? They have animals?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Isn't this... Wait, didn't Joan say this about Cars 2? Yeah. That the underwater animals seem to just be regular animals that we know in this dimension?
So there's no humans. Just cars are the humans.
Right. Because some of the... Like, we've seen some bugs will be little, like, VW car bugs.
Mm-hmm. Lightning bugs.
So but some animals are car-related.
Other animals are just normal animals.
Mm. Okay.
So we don't know.
So I was waiting for them to show a crab that looks like a car, but they didn't even do that.
A carb. Why does this keep happening?
A carb.
Why does this keep
happening? So a piece of bread. Just walk with legs on the ocean.
Look, it's a crab.
On the ocean.
It's a carb.
Yeah. This dyslexic.
The rules here are very interesting.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, or maddening.
Fruit and what it is. Real animals and car animals.
Doesn't make sense. Also, real estate names, because the big tournament is in Florida.
Yeah.
Which is where you're from and where you're from.
Yeah.
And but there's some like pun cities earlier in Cars 1, and then we slowly forget about those places, and then we're like, oh, it's real places. Tokyo.
Yeah, California.
California. It's like,
oh my gosh, you're right.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
But Tokyo, they did have a Tokyo joke.
Right. Yeah. But then Florida is Florida.
Florida.
Hey. See, you're a better writer than the Cars 3 writers.
They should have had him voice someone.
Yeah.
Oh, they should have.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. So he's like, I got to get to a real track. He goes to a nearby dirt track at Thunder Hollow, but he's disguised because he's completely covered in mud.
Right, because Luigi's like, hey, listen. If
Luigi Lightning and McQueen Guido are there.
Out, yeah, they're there.
But
thank
they don't
goodness.
Really say much, right?
They don't, but just having Guido's presence makes me calm. Yeah. Because I love Guido.
I get it. Yeah. I get that.
He's the best. Paparazzi spit.
He's your little safety.
Earlier, you see, not Sally. Who's the old car lady?
Oh, Lizzie.
Lizzie. We saw her in Radiator Springs, and that was exciting.
Oh, yeah. She had a good thing.
Oh, really?
Have fun in college.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They're going off. They're like hitting the road.
Yeah.
Hmm. Have fun in college.
Lizzie got herself in there.
Oh, love her.
So yes, they want to enter this race, but it turns out it's a demolition derby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep. And then there's a mean old car by the name of Miss Fritter.
She's a school bus.
Clearly, Miss ode to Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle.
Wait.
From the Magic School Bus.
Think about it.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Are you like way younger than me, and I'm gonna cry now?
No.
He's having a realization.
I'm actually way older than you.
Oscar's 400 years old.
You're like five.
I'm 7,000 years old.
Anomaly.
Miss wait, what?
Fritter?
Fritter, because it's a school
bus.
Yeah.
Holy moly, I did not catch that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pixar has fun.
Okay. I see you, Pixar. Okay. I see you, Cars 3.
Did she have red hair?
No, she did have bull horns, though.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
Hair?
Was there a...
She's a bus.
Right, wait, I'm sorry, that's super ludicrous. It's like asking for a tongue.
Who thought that we talked about the Magic School Bus before in an episode where someone thought that the lizard turned into the bus.
Oh yeah.
What is Lizzie?
Yeah. Was that
we don't know.
The Incredibles episode, maybe?
Oh no, I forgot what it was. Let us know remind us, listeners.
Someone thought that the lizard was the school bus.
The school bus, yeah.
That's not right.
Anyway, so they're driving. This bus is just destroying everybody. Everywhere. It looks like she's going to destroy Cruz, but then Lightning McQueen pushes her out of the way, and then he gets stuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then...
But then he gets away, and then for some reason, Cruz wins, but then there's like water coming.
Yes, one of the ambulance cars is full of water and splashes Lightning McQueen. And
then everyone's like,
gasp.
Yeah. Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. But then Cruz gets a little trophy, and she's very excited about it.
Yeah.
It's the first thing that she's won, you know. Yeah. Then they have a conversation, And this is where, of course, Lightning McQueen gets mad.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I do not think the lizard turns into
Oh my god. No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't, but in an earlier episode we talked about
We did. We definitely did. We definitely did. But I had to fact check that because I was like, that is
no, the lizard does not
turn. Yeah, but Miss Frizzle does transform him into other things. Like there's this one, I guess, episode where she changes him to an alligator.
Oh yeah, the bus changes.
He can transform.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, sorry.
That's for our other podcast. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Inside the Magic School Bus.
I'm on the Magic School Bus. Oh, yes. Wait. The Magic School Bus transforms into a Trojan alligator. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Specifics.
And Claire is back.
Yeah, and Claire is back. But Lightning McQueen gets very upset.
Yeah. And he yells at her and he's like, you're just a trainer. You're not a race car driver. And that really hits a sore spot.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Because she wanted to be a racer.
And then he like hits the thing and the trophy breaks in two. Which so truly, honestly, rude. As much as I rag on this movie, that scene got me, I think.
Yeah, it was sad. It's like when Jan was so excited about her
Michael
trophy.
Michael Scott's trophy.
Yeah.
It's Dundee.
And then she asked to get out of the truck, out of the inside. Let's inside call a spade, inside of the guts of the giant car.
No, because we've talked about this before. Because
it's the Optimus Prime theory. Yes, that's right.
The truck part is the front part, yes. And then they have like a little like backpack.
So I guess
it's like a compartment.
Yeah, it's like his little backpack.
That is still weird to me.
Also, Mac doesn't have any good zings, really.
No, Mac is just there.
He exists to transport.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's nothing.
In the first one, he's like more of a character. He's fun. He's a friend.
Yeah. No, they don't have time for him.
No.
And then Cruz goes on this like monologue.
Yeah.
About being like, you don't know what it's like. Like
it was intense.
I want it to be truly.
Ask me again. Ask me.
I know.
Yeah.
Loved that this part of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it really spoke to me in a very deep way, especially because like. I look at Cruz as like, you know, Latina. And
yes,
like,
I had the same.
Right?
Like I felt it.
Well, also like what she was saying, like her parents were like, dream small, dream small. Oh, and I was like, you know, from a family of immigrants, it's like that's what it's been told to you. Like just realistic goals. Like, you know what I mean? Like just be humble and like, you know what I mean? So like I get where she's coming from.
And the end when she questions him and he answers her, he's like, I guess. I just never felt I couldn't.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I wish I knew what that felt like.
Yeah.
And it's a privilege thing.
Totally. Oh! As a female car, it's speaking about privilege. Totally. And as a car of color, it speaks about privilege too. So to me, I was like snapping my fingers.
I feel like that was intentional.
I think it was intentional. Yeah. Or it was in the performance, you know, that.
Yes.
I mean, for me, it was like, oh, this is like. A fun little racial narrative that I can now connect with that character.
Well, that's when I started connecting more with the film.
Exactly.
So I was like, same. Okay. I mean, also Cristela, if you follow her on Twitter, she's an activist, you know, she's always speaking up for the community.
Oh,
so
she's so incredible.
She may have had something to do with that too, you know? So I think it was great. Yeah.
Definitely. I feel like I wish almost that would have come into, I feel like this film is paced strangely. Like this felt like it came so late. But it was like, it's so glad it's there because it's so true too. And it's interesting because it is all male cars as well as being all, I mean, I don't know what the word for it would be because they're cars, but white, I guess.
Yeah.
But like
Caucasian
they're and
cars.
All like that.
Cars
that has been cars Cajun. Oh, no. That has been Lightning's thing the whole time is he's just like super cocky
privilege.
Because he's allowed to be that way. Yeah. And so are these new rookie cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now we see the other side of that where that's not how everybody.
Yeah. Also, we're introduced to Lightning McQueen when he's at the top of his game. We see him go down and then get up, but we've never seen him start from struggle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, if you're mentioning that he started cocky and stuff, then
he's always been that way.
Yeah. No, the very first, in the very first cars, he's already like the hot shot.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought he was starting off as like a humble little car. No. And then
we never see
him. Interesting.
So, as an audience, we also never see him have the moment that Cruz just had.
Yeah,
we never see him.
So it's dope to see that.
Yeah.
In a car like that.
Yeah.
So she was told she didn't belong.
And he felt bad. So then she drives away.
Yeah.
He's like contemplating, thinking about like the thing that he did, which is not great.
And this is when he gets a video call from Mater. And he's told that he needs to look for Smokey.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Doc's trainer? Did I'm getting this? Or
Smokey, who is Smokey? Smokey was Doc Hudson's friend from way back in the day.
Oh, I thought he was his like trainer. I don't know why.
Yeah. I guess they're or friends, like mentor, but I don't know, because I mean that makes sense, but they do seem like a similar age, or I don't know, but I was like, oh good, another doc, how convenient.
Yeah.
So well, if Paul Newman was alive, this would have been
yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I do love this little sequence. So we go so Lightning invites Cruz to come. He somehow gets her to go with him, and so they go to the Thomasville Raceway.
Yeah, he Zumbas her into.
He tapes up her trophy. I don't know how, because he doesn't have hands.
Brujeria.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's true, and where you get that duct tape from?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know.
They think kids are stupid, and they're gonna ask these questions.
Are there car factories making tape?
Duct.
I don't know. I don't know how their economy works. Well, it's
duct tape
troublesome.
Makes sense for cars.
I know
cars.
Something.
Some people duct tape
they
their
do
car.
It in NASCAR.
Oh.
Wait, what
so
do they do?
So in NASCAR, when the bumpers start coming off, they use tape.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Duct tape fixes everything, you guys.
I guess it does.
It has to be totally destroyed for them to really need, but it needs to be a quick fix. Yeah. So obviously they'll change the tires, but if there's like a piece hanging off, or like usually with the bumpers,
yeah,
easily come off. They tape them.
That's really
interesting. Oh, damn.
Wow.
So that's
Jenny, we learning.
So it's an oh, I mean, they did do a lot of research on this with Jeff Gordon was a consultant on this. And so he, you know, made sure that
that's
all
good.
The
they
racing
had actual
stuff,
professionals.
Yeah.
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 Instead of them just making up stuff.
So we also this racetrack is based off of real racetrack called the North Wilkesboro Racetrack in Northwestern North Carolina, which is a little fun fact there.
Okay.
And so they go to this place.
North Carolina,
and
that's where the NASCAR.
Charlotte is where the headquarters is, but I was only there for a press day. I went to the Daytona 500.
Cool. How was that?
That was nuts. Eric almost won.
Oh.
He was about to cross, and this other driver squashed him against a wall and put him back a couple places.
Oh, no. My God.
And that was like, and I had made a video with him that morning, and I was like, is this really going to happen? Is Eric going to actually win the Daytona 500? He was this close.
Oh,
no.
It felt very Talladega Nights.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah.
How cool.
A lot of car accidents.
Yeah.
There
were so many. I'm sure there was tons of people there.
And it was the last race for, oh my gosh, the only NASCAR female driver.
Danica Patrick.
Was
it really?
Yeah. I met her. Yeah, because you got to see everybody, you know. And
you are
damn, you
the
really
perfect
just
person to talk about this movie.
I know, seriously.
It was her last race, I think, that Daytona 500.
Whoa.
And she got into a pretty nasty accident. She was fine, but the accident was like gnarly.
Ooh.
Oh, no. That's so nuts.
It's
what
dangerous.
What a crazy sport.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Crazy, they sit there for like 5 to 7 hours. No stopping to pee. No eating.
Wow.
They're just in there.
Yeah.
And I'm
just
like
racing.
Going in circles. Going in circles.
I don't.
Obviously, I mean, I don't think they're getting dizzy because it's pretty big.
Yeah.
And it's tilted.
Yeah, yeah. That was like the a concern.
Tilt. I'd be getting like, whoa.
Yeah, me too.
But
I'd be like,
I think a lot of them probably piss themselves.
Don't they have like a system?
Catheter?
Yes.
I don't know. They don't have catheters, but they're.
Dang.
Come on, you're in the car for 7 hours.
Yeah.
It's just got to be all mental. It's just a mental
wear
game.
I'm sure
diapers.
They're athletes and they figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them are very thin, too. There must
no
be something
snacks
about
either?
They don't eat.
That sucks.
They just sit there.
just sitting.
They just sit and drive.
Their workout.
Do they play music, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I don't think they do. No,
no they just
oh,
probably
they can't
they're
hear it.
Focused
it, yeah.
And listening to.
So loud.
Yeah. Dang.
Wow. Gotta find out some more now. Now I'm curious.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that. But of course, it would last that long if they're like 500 laps
the race
or whatever.
Forever.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Wow. When people go and watch the whole thing.
Yeah. But you know what they do? There's like so much going on. There's like tents and food.
Yeah.
And people bring their trailers and
sure.
So people are just kind of all over the place. They don't sit there the whole
no,
time.
No, it's like a baseball game. You got to get up and
exactly,
walk around
exactly.
And check out what merch there is, what food there
merch.
Is, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Merch.
Go down the Coke slide.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they go around, they lap around this little raceway. and
they almost crash into
Smokey. Who's an old like pickup truck.
Chris Cooper.
And they go to this real cool old bar, which has got all the old timer cars in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked this little bar. This would be a cool place to go in real life. So, and these are all like big race legends. So McQueen's like, oh my God, there's so-and-so and there's
And they talk about Doc Hudson.
Yeah. They got old stories.
And there's that like first female car, which I thought was really nice.
She was cool.
Yeah. And she was saying, like, listen, I had to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, I had to do it one way or another because they were not going to make room for me, which I was like, that speaks. I can preach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can listen to that. That speaks to
Somebody's got
to
do it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my mom talking about going to her, like, engineering classes and how she was, like, one of the only females in her college in that program. Gosh. And, like, everyone was telling her, like, why don't you just, like, become a wife and, like, stay home? And
she
was like, I was like, because I like doing this. Why are you here?
Oh my gosh, it's so Judy Hopps. Yeah, when they're like, you can't be a bunny cop.
I love that movie.
Yeah, there's never been a bunny cop, and she's like, well, I guess I'm gonna have to be the first one.
I guess I gotta do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how kind of was at film school. I remember walking into a class once, and I was like, why are there? It's like a new semester, so I walk in, and there's like all these chicks at a table, and I knew in my gut that this was wrong, and it shouldn't have been. And I remember approaching them like, hey, is this, you know, film 101, whatever the hell? And they're like, no, this is public relations. And I was like, aha.
Oh. Yeah.
And then I go to my actual class and it was mostly dudes.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so wild. Yeah. Man, we got a ways to go, don't we?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know.
But I guess, yeah, that's what she's saying. And he's listening to all that.
And so, yeah, we start to learn that, like, or McQueen's kind of coming to the realization that this is the progression of life. And Doc loved coaching him. We find out that was his pride and joy. Did Doc go back to this town and create a shrine to McQueen at some point?
Because he sent him letters.
Oh, okay.
He sent Smokey letters about Lightning McQueen.
Because he has a whole wall of... Yeah. Like paraphernalia.
How did he write those letters?
he didn't. It seemed like cutouts from newspapers, which is because Smokey is like, he wrote me letters. And I'm like, dude, he didn't write you shit. He just
cut
and pasted newspaper articles using what scissors? Who knows? And
maybe
sending it to
drove
him.
Over them until they ripped apart.
So now,
unless there are monkeys that live in the vicinity and they have opposable thumbs,
they can use their tongues and teeth to help rip things out.
That's such a disgusting image.
Yeah, I know. I need like crap.
I'm just thinking about a bunch of paper cuts on your tongue, and that's not fun.
But maybe their tongues are made out of metal?
Oh,
maybe.
Or rubber or something?
So, Smokey has racing tips, of course, and he says, you know, McQueen may not be able to be faster, but he can be smarter than the younger cars.
Yeah.
And so they race for practice, and...
But guess what?
Cruz beating him.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, so they need Cruz as like a substitute for an actual car.
Yeah.
And so they write down what's his name? Jackson's like number.
Storm.
Jackson Storm?
Is it? Yeah.
For
it's
so many
Storm.
Because
they something like, Storm's exactly. coming.
Storm's a coming.
Yeah, but she keeps beating him and he is he's struggling.
Yeah, he tries to pump himself up. He does his like look good, feel good thing.
Yeah.
But like it doesn't work for the first time. There's just blank.
Yeah. And they do like a final race and she still beats him.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, gotta still go to this race.
I like that moment because he does have that moment of like, I did it. I persevered. I won. And then you live in that moment for a little bit of like Lightning McQueen beat Cruz. And then Cruz beats him and you're like, dude, you're done.
Yeah. And you see that moment when he's like, this is.
He's so butthurt by it. I was like, dude, be happy for Cruz. Come on.
Like, seriously, this is the progression of life.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to race forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're delusional if
but
you
he
think
thinks
that.
He is.
Yeah. So Smokey was just like waiting there in the wings, ready to take the position as his pit chief.
Yeah.
Crew chief. And Nathan Fillion is like also on the circuit.
Yeah.
And he's like
very
really
mean to Cruz.
Rude. So dismissive of her.
Yeah, he's like, go back to the big building.
You
got to
train more people.
Get out of here.
Go train some dudes.
She's like, but I want to see it. He's like, you work for me?
Yeah. So he's like, you're a woman car, and also you are at a disadvantage from the beginning of your life.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep you down.
So she drives away because she's like, okay, you are my boss. I'm going
to
go.
But then Lightning's like, no, I got to talk to Cruz.
So he overhears it.
Yeah. So he like calls her and then and gets her back in.
Yeah.
And
but, he says, and McQueen is doing okay. He's not doing terrible.
Which is fun and good because like you don't just get terrible overnight. Yeah. He's just getting older.
Yeah. He's not equipped to be as fast as that car that's going 200 something.
Right.
But he is good at dodging.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he's playing smarter.
It's just not effortless the way it used to be. And so he says Cruz is going to finish the race for him, which is what? We can do that? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Just as long as she has the number on her car. Yep. Which,
is that a real rule?
I don't know.
That can't be real.
I think it's real.
It's a rule in this
I'll
universe.
Tell you what. It's convenient as hell. And so she gets done up. She gets a nice paint job.
It's like I didn't have enough time.
Latinx car.
I know how to fucking paint the car. Like, of course. Of course.
And then also it's like I didn't have enough time, but then it's like a beautiful paint job.
Yeah.
It was a dope one.
It was like very low rider.
It's like those like airbrush designs that you get at the carnivals, like on the shirt.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
He tagged the car.
Right. Yeah.
He tagged that car.
Yeah.
But with what hands?
I don't know.
Wheel hands.
Who knows?
Their little tires bendable. So she
goes out
there.
They're
racing, and then Storm gets into her head. He starts teasing her, being like, you don't belong here. Yeah. Get out of here.
But then Lightning McQueen is saying all these weird things to her that are, like, helping her.
That makes
her.
Sense. Which is, okay, so already like he's a clouds. Quirky coach.
Yeah.
She visualizes the clouds and tractors, which is like, okay, she's a kooky one.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And then Storm goes and talks to her and gets in her head, but then he's like, no, don't you realize that, like, he's scared and that's why he's trying to get in your head?
Yeah, like, good point.
Yes.
If he weren't threatened, he wouldn't have to say a thing.
And then, miraculously, she, like, kicks butt.
Yeah.
And seems like she ain't breaking
a
sweat.
When she does that.
Yeah, but then he like epic pins her against the wall, and that's when she
flips.
Is that a Doc Hudson movie?
Yeah,
Doc Hudson did it.
Doc Hudson.
And then
I'm not gonna lie, I screamed at that this particular scene in the movie.
Were you scared?
Like joy?
I loved it. I was like, yeah, I was so excited. Yeah. I was truly, I really was.
I actually got like emotional.
I got into it.
And it was also because today I was kind of having like a down. I wasn't down, but like I doubt myself a lot. Mm. And this week I've been
Jenny.
Like, I know, you know, I've been having like imposter syndrome this week with like a gig that I have. Oh, and I'm like, I don't belong. I was like literally texting my fiance earlier. I'm like, I don't think I belong there. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not geeky enough.
No.
I'm like all these. And then he's like, and then I see that moment where he's like about getting in your head and like. That reminds me of like the trolls because there was I stumbled upon some negative comments regarding because it went it goes live on the internet.
Mm-mm.
And so there was all this culmination and it kind of like I synced up with that moment where he's telling her you don't belong here. And then she's like, yes, I do. And then
it's so dope.
I like that because, you know, there is a lot of racing in this movie. And I was like, there's so much. But I think what I kind of do like is that they do set up that doubt that maybe she's not good enough.
Yeah.
And maybe McQueen is not good enough. And you don't really know what's going to happen in the end there. Mm-hmm. So. It is very cool.
And she wins. She wins the whole thing.
And what now Sterling congratulates her now. It's like, oh, boy, now.
Of course.
But then she signs with Dynaco, right?
She signs with Dynaco.
Yeah, because she ain't going to sign with that other ass.
No.
Yeah.
And all the old cars go to Radiator Springs, and McQueen is now Cruz's crew chief. And they race.
Yeah. And then, like, the Sterling... sells
To the Dynaco guy.
Yeah, to the Dynaco guy. Yeah. So now they're a team.
They're a team. They're rusty.
And then Lightning McQueen gets a paint job.
And he's the same color as Doc Hudson.
Doc Hudson.
Oh wow. Cute.
Very cool. Yeah. I love Cruz's like I would say outfit, but like her Dynaco skin
you can
is
meet
so
her
cool.
In the park.
You can?
Yeah. I've never seen her.
Well, probably because looks like we're gonna have to go back again.
Yeah. Is she in the Dynaco skin or the yellow?
I think she's in the Dynaco skin.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Cool. But she's also one of the cars that you can meet, I think, during Halloween time with a costume on.
Oh, I love how what they do for Halloween time.
Yeah.
In Cars Land. It's beautiful.
It's really cool. Lots of puns.
Lots of puns, yeah.
Lots of puns.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Cars without the puns.
Yeah.
Except the ones where they're needed the most. Like the states. Come on.
Yeah, they couldn't have.
Crazy.
Give too much respect for our states.
Yeah.
We can't make
Florida alone.
God.
Just kidding.
I will also confess something else a little like mushy or whatever, but when that little kid, that little like embryo child is like,
cute.
Lightning McQueen, and then when Cruz wins, he's like, Cruz Ramirez, and I'm like,
oh. And then there's that photo of all three of them.
I know,
them.
I'm like, this little white boy, this little white boy loves a female Latin car, and I love it. That's
well, it's
what
like
it
little boys
be.
Now with like Wonder Woman and like Black Widow merch.
Yeah.
Because when I was a little, like, I don't know about you two, but when I was little, I hated the fact that I couldn't sit at the table with the boys and talk about Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles. They're like, you're a girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I think it's, maybe this is too deep, but I don't think it is, that I think like little boys in my time of the 90s and stuff, they didn't have a lot of females to look up to.
No.
So they did view women as less than. What? I felt that these little boys viewed me as less than because I was a girl and I was just like this pretty little princess because they didn't see any badass chicks.
Yeah.
But now boys
have
are.
Anything. And like, I even feel it as an adult every time I see a badass like lady who's the lead of something. I'm like, oh, there's like a new feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I have never experienced before. Like, I remember the new Ghostbusters when that came out. I was like, whatever, I'll see this movie. And then as it was going, I was like, oh, I've never felt this way during an action movie before. Yeah. It was
especially
crazy.
With Avengers now and like it's like
oh my god, with this new Avengers
scene from Endgame where
all the women were like,
people
we
had
got
issues
this.
With that scene. I liked
what?
It. I got goosebumps. People called it pandering.
I guess. I mean, but
I get it. But I loved it.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, fuck it. I'll take it. That's pretty dope. Like,
exactly.
Look how many there are now.
But it's honestly speaks to the idea of we're so hungry for representation. Like, I'm like desperately looking for anybody who looks close to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
in like. Social, you know, media.
Well,
in
when
general.
Miles Morales was talking in Spanish in Into the Spider-Verse,
God.
I was like,
when Miles Morales was a character, I was like, oh my God, a Spider-Man that looks like me. This is incredible. An Afro-Latino, like that's.
I know.
To me, it was like insane. You know?
It's crazy how, you don't realize what's missing until you see it and that you're like, oh, yes, that feels good. That feels so good.
Yeah.
Seeing Crazy Rich Asians, I cried so much.
Yeah.
Seeing what?
Crazy Rich Asians. I was like, oh my God. And then when anyone was saying something bad about it, I was like, don't you dare.
Who would say something bad about Crazy Rich Asians? That movie's perfect.
There was a lot of debate I saw on my feed, but it was amongst Asian people.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care. I love it. I want more of
but
it.
It's
you
just
need to
like,
watch Kim's Convenience.
Oh, I do.
It's so good.
Oh, I started watching that. It was great.
Yes, it's a great. It's a Canadian show, but it's about Korean family.
Ooh,
I
want to
see
awesome.
It.
Yeah. But that's what it is. Whether it's good or bad, we just want to see more of that.
Yeah.
There, you know?
And it's also so fun, whether it is your culture or not, to watch other things.
Because you can always relate. Yeah. The thing is, as long it's relationships and it's situations you can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I relate to Fresh Off the Boat and Black-ish.
Yeah.
I'm not Black or Asian,
but
it's still like that immigrant experience, the strict mom, the grandma that only speaks her language, you know? So there's like, Hollywood is so stuck with this.
Still.
I mean, it's changing, but there's like the people up top that are like, well, they can't speak Spanish because no one's going to understand or you have to water everything down. I'm like, come on. People are like, you're not giving your audience the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Los Spookies?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? It's my favorite show.
I love Fred Armisen
so
much.
I mean, it's incredible.
It's so good. Yeah. I'm like mad that I don't understand more Spanish because I feel like there's a whole other level to enjoy it on.
Yeah, they
because there are jokes.
Yeah,
I know that there are
jokes
there's happening
jokes
that I don't understand.
Yeah. It's
but it's so
great.
Cool.
It's so great.
Oh, I love it.
Disney's
so
doing a good job, I feel. Mm. Like, it's tough because then they'll be like, oh, why did you have to make little... There's, like, two kinds of people. People that appreciate the diversity that Disney's putting in, like, Black Ariel, right?
Yeah.
But then there's people that are like, no, why can't we keep them how they are, but then bring in new stories with strong female leads? Why do you have to change the narratives? Like, when now, like, Thor is a woman. Like, things like that, or, like, female Ghostbusters... It's that those folks on that side are more like, why do we have to change that? Mm-hmm. They think it's just like a hokey, phony, like way of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah, so yeah. Like it's an artificial.
Ocean's 11, like Ocean's 8 or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right, right. Let's make new stories that have more diverse casts rather than just going back and editing. To like, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like how Hermione Granger in the Broadway series is black.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like I think you can do it both ways.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Yeah. I am. I'm just sick of like reboots in general, but that's just because they're. It's like let's tell new stories.
Yeah.
But it is cool to see. Well, there's more like a diverse whole slew versions.
Now, live action Disney. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But like even like Beauty and the Beast, right, is one of the first of the new line of live action films, and I was like, whoa, there was like all interracial couples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, and I'm like, and it's crazy because why do I have to notice that?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
We need to be more like the Brits. Something
that's like, whoa, that's weird. It's like, yeah, no, it's that like, should be normal.
Yeah. Don't you remember that freaking Cheerios ad?
Yeah, from like what I was like
10 years ago or whatever at this point, and it was an interracial couple and everyone were up in arms.
Yeah.
It's like, what? It's like, have you been in the world?
No. I don't know. No, obviously not.
It's crazy.
I don't understand.
It's so crazy. But anyway, I think it is changing.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Yeah. Speaking of change, let's change gears and talk about the moral.
Gears. Are you on automatic or manual?
Switching to fourth gear. And is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
The fourth gear depends on the car.
Ah, okay.
I have no idea.
What is the moral of Cars 3? What's your takeaway from the movie?
Even cars get old.
Oh, my God. I think there's a big theme of, like, using your privilege to elevate those who aren't. Because when Lightning gave her the chance, it's kind of like, I see that, like, as someone in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like as a, let's say like a non-ethnic or even me as like a white Latina, like there's been things in the past where it's like, oh, you're taking up too much space as a white Latina. And I'm like, okay. But, but I know for a fact that I'm even with what I do now, but like if I were to ever have a chance to have my own show, you better believe I'm bringing on like Afro Latinos and like Asian Latinos. Like, you know, like I want to help diversify. So I would use my privilege as a light skinned Latina to help those who, you know, brown and black Latinos, you know, so I think that's what Lightning McQueen did for Cruz.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a really good
one. That's
very more inclusive. Well, the one that's more strictly like a McQueen moral, I would say, is like, you know, there is a natural progression to things and you just life goes on and you got to roll with it and see where you sit and where your purpose is.
Mm. Yeah.
My takeaway is you don't need Mater in a movie.
Oh my God.
You don't need him.
But who would have video chatted McQueen?
Yeah. Derek Ong.
Guido. You need more Guido and less freaking Mater.
Really didn't even need that video chat, did he? Guido could have Guido could have slipped him a note.
I love Guido so
much. Yeah, but who wrote the note?
No one. We don't know. We need to talk to some Disney folks.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right.
Let's cast it.
Ooh. Who would we be in the world of Cars 3?
Oh, boy.
Well, Jenny, I feel like you'd be Cruz.
Yeah, Cruz.
There's no doubt about that.
That was such a fun role.
Yeah. Let's see here. This is tough because there's not a lot of characters besides...
Oscar or Guido.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me so happy. He's the best, truly.
Who we got? We got new characters?
Smokey,
Storm, Sterling.
I'll be Cal.
Kerry Washington.
We'll be Cow?
Cal. The Dinoco guy who retires.
Cal.
The guy is just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
his whole role.
Everyone's ragging on him.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of like who. What other cat? You wouldn't be a Miss Fritter.
There's an old lady car.
You could be Miss Fritter, the
Kerry Washington car. There's
You would be the Kerry Washington car only because you do lots of bare necessities, and that's the equivalent of statistics in that.
You're saying but I'm not it. As beautiful as Kerry Washington
no.
and as statistically
you're
driven. No, wait.
As beautiful as a Kerry Washington car.
A car version of Kerry Washington.
I was Kari surprised that her mouth moves the same way that Kerry Washington.
They weirdly, their faces weirdly do. That. No, yeah. like Army, the Army Hammer car looks like Army Hammer, yeah. and so did the Nathan Fillion
car. Kerry Washington what? Has like a little bit of a lisp, not really, but like
they do that. Disney has a tendency yeah. to really yeah. mold the characters after the voice actor the sometimes. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. All right, let's rate it.
Let's rate it at a five. Yeah. Taped up trophies.
Yeah.
Good
out of five tape up trophies, how many taped up trophies do you give Cars 3?
Why do you always look right at me after you say that?
I don't. Oscar. Okay, Rachel, we'll start with you.
Wait, why? No.
Oscar, after you.
Okay, I'll start. I'm going to give this 4, which is a shocking.
Oh,
because
shocking.
I would have never, ever thought I would have given anything from the Cars franchise higher than a 2.
Yeah.
But this one is good. Truly, honestly... Because Cruz Ramirez is speaks to me in a deep way.
Yeah.
The story of, like, you know, like aging out and what that means to be, like, you know, sort of not doing the stuff that you're, like, comfortable doing anymore and being like, what else? How do, like, you, for me, someone in the industry being like, oh, yeah, I'll get to an age where, like, I can't do the stuff that I do anymore. Like, where can I still fit in the industry while not sacrificing who I am?
Mm-hmm.
And right. I think it speaks in that in so many levels. I dock it one. I would have given this a perfect score, except just car logic to me. I yeah. cannot get behind. It's a weird
I
thing.
Mean, considering how much it irks you, only docking one is
it irks
generous.
Me so much. And that's why it gets a full point off. But other than that, it's an enjoyable film. Truly, it's I cannot believe they were able to make a Cars movie that I didn't hate.
Wow.
Well,
Claire, Rachel.
I'll give this one. Okay, I'll give this one a 3.5. Okay. It was like, I like all the things that you like about it, but there's so many racing scenes, and I feel like it was paced strangely in a way that like it could have been a lot shorter. I think.
No life is a highway.
No life is a highway. I wish that we would have seen more of the characters from the first Cars because yeah. they're so fun. And you know, like, did we need this movie? I don't know. Yeah, do we need it more than Cars 2? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think they maybe made it just to make up for Cars
yeah,
2.
Yeah. Agreed. Very possible.
I enjoyed Cars 2.
Also, I love the... Yeah, I like the old... I don't know. I did like it, but yeah. for some reason...
3.5 is a good
yeah.
score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a yeah. 3. I thought it, I mean,
it's
I like
getting lower and lower.
Hello, Jenny.
3's a score.
I'm not
good.
A Cars person. So I the thing is, I rate a lot of these based on if I would ever watch it again. And yeah. I don't think I would. It took me this long to watch mm-hmm. it, even though I lied about watching it before. I did like Cruz. I think her whole story is really important. She gets all the 3 trophies that I taped up, but then the car logic just gets me every single time, and I want to know who taped that trophy
who taped
up.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, and also more Lizzie.
Oh, more Lizzie. What if we would have gone to see a baby Cruise? That would have been so cute when she's little.
A
yeah.
baby,
like within
that's
her dreams.
Been like very in
oh, yeah,
the,
like a flashback.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
I
want to
see a tiny car. Well. I just want to know what the logic of this world is, and yeah. then I'll rate it higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cars, get on that. You've done a billion car shorts. One yeah. of them could be just like
the about science Cruz. Of
the birth, oh, the birth of the yeah, the science of.
That's like an educational,
yeah, educational
video.
This should have been a panel at D23. The life of
life
cars.
Cycle
yeah.
of cars.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
that's very true.
I would have.
All right, Jenny, you're up.
You know, I was expecting to hate it more, so I can't give it like a dickish score.
Yeah.
I'm kind of at the also the 4 because I think because of my recent work with NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah. Which is crazy.
I have like this weird appreciation for it, and one of my favorite films is Talladega Nights.
That's so Jenny,
which
that's
is weird
so
considering
crazy.
I hate car yeah. life and all that crap, you know? Like I literally haven't washed my car in like six months. In LA, that means it's covered in dirt. Car life. And but I think it was because of those two things and then the message. Like, it's probably not a film I'd watch again.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is never one of those, like, hey, I'm in the mood to watch Cars 3.
Yeah.
Let's fucking... But then, but now I'm going to be even more inspired when going for the 100th time to Radiator Springs in Disney. So
yeah.
now there'll be more context to, like, what this is. Yeah. And, you know?
More Cars tent.
I don't care to buy any of the merch at all.
Right.
But, yeah, so 4.
Yeah, that's great. We rated this one pretty high.
Yeah.
And we weren't expecting to.
If everybody feels that way, I think. Everyone's like, oh, I like that one. Yeah. That's kind of the consensus, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
Cars 2.
I still want to know how cars die.
Hey,
go
Jenny.
To the junkyard. They go to the junkyard.
Jenny, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, I always say just type my name into Google, and that sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Because all my handles are different, but Jenny Lorenzo on YouTube, on Facebook, and I have my website, jennylorenzo.com.
Perfect. Yeah, oh, check it out. Yeah, I mean,
easy breezy.
Jenny's like, you're so talented. You truly are like, you're great. You know I love you. You know you're the best. Yeah. And thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Yes, I would love to come back. I love Disney.
Yeah.
So.
Heck yeah.
Actually, I saw you talk at Disney. You did a...
Oh, at the panel?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you work there?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. I'm friends with Juan Capdet.
Okay. Yeah. I was one of my coworkers. I was talking to her about Curly. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, he's talking at this thing tomorrow. You want to go with me? And I did. And
oh, my God. That's it was like a diversity panel because they're still trying to work the Disney folks.
Okay. Yeah.
To understand.
Yeah.
They're trying. They're trying.
Yeah, yeah.
But thank you so much again for being a guest on the podcast.
Thank you. It was
fun. And thank you guys for listening on the podcast. Remember, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and leave a review while you're at it. That's it. We're going to get on this car.
Yeah. We're going to get on this car.
On this car.
Yeah, because I don't want to get in it.
No, that's rude.
That's rude.
Organs in there.
Invasive.
Yeah.
And we're going to drive away from this beach. Hopefully there's no carbs.
There are crabs.
They're carbs.
So
they're
Jenny, carbs. If you want, you can come with us to another section of the vault, or you can stay here, whatever you want to do.
What does this mean? I don't know what this means.
We're out of here. We're leaving.
Sure, yeah, I'll leave. Yeah. I don't care to stay here.
Thank you so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
Rachel.
Bye.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside 5 reindeer by an alien with drills for hands, or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.